Zok the Mishnah Vayitra Masech the Shabbos, Perik Tes Zayin. Mishnah Dalit. Olasham, and over there. Over where? We're referring to what we learned about in the previous Mishnah, wherever you're allowed to carry the food. Where could you carry the food? Matanakama says only to a chatzar that has an Erev. Bemsera says even without an Erev. So wherever the there is, like the Mishnah Vayter, Maitzi, he can take out Kol Klei Tashmishai, all of the utensils he needs for his use. In other words, all the things that he needs to serve meals on. The trays, the forks, the spoons, the plates. V'loivish Kol Mashi Yachal Ilvash. V'loivish. And he can put on, he can quickly put on Kol Mashi Yachal Ilvash, all that he can wear. He can dress himself in all different types of garments. For what purpose? To get them out of the burning house. The oitev, and he can wrap himself, kol mashiachal la'atev, with anything that he can wrap himself with. Now, there are certain things that you don't put on. You just wrap yourself with. Like a shawl, like a talis, right? You don't button the talis, you make a bracha, l'his'atev patzitzis. So, loivesh and to be oitev are two different things, and he can do both. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, shmeina asar kelim. Rabbi Yossi says he can put on 18 articles of clothing. The Matanura lists them. A cloak, a quilted coat, a wide belt that they used to wear over their clothes, a vest, an undershirt, a belt that they wore on top of the undershirt, a hat, a cap, a pair of shoes, different things they wore on their feet, a pair of gloves that cover the arms all the way up to the elbows, two kerchiefs, a small shawl that covers the head and shoulders, a scarf. Now, what's Rabbi Yossi saying? Rabbi Yossi says only commonly worn garments may be put on for the purpose of taking them out of a burning house. Things you want to stam just put on that make no sense just because it fits on you somehow, even though you look like a, I don't know what, that you can't do. You can't just stam throw things on yourself if it doesn't make any sense, just because somehow you can connect it to yourself. Vayitra Sakta Mishnah. V'chayzer, he may return, v'loivish amaitzi, put on more garments and take them out. In other words, after you reach the place where you're going, you take off the clothes, then you run back into the house and you put on another set of garments. When it came to food, you're now going to run back to get more. What's the difference? See, when it comes to the food, so he's carrying out food in a normal way. When you're carrying out food in a normal way, where Skitty's going to forget that there's an iser to extinguish the fire. With the clothing, however, since you could only remove the garments by wearing them, you can't carry them. So he's saying, oh, I can't carry it. I have to put it on. So in a way, he's thinking more about the Shabbos. And there's less of a chance he's going to forget and come to extinguish the fire. Vayitra Zok the Mishnah V'Omeli Acherim, he can say to others, Bayu V'Atzili Imi, come and save with me. You notice something different about this Lashon? And the Lashon in the previous Mishnah, where he also told others to come? Remember in the previous Mishnah? What did he say? He said, Bayu kam v'hatzilu lachem, and save for yourselves. What's he saying over here? Over here he's saying, Bayu kam v'hatzilu imi, and save with me. Zok de batanura. How much food do you take out? Depends on the number of meals that you already ate. Right, we said, Friday night, if you didn't eat yet, 3, in the morning, 2, mincha 1. So you see, for everyone, it's kind of a little bit of a different shear. Suppose I already ate my Friday night suda. I could only take out 2 sudas. My neighbor, he's still singing Shalom Aleichem. He didn't eat his Friday night suda yet. He could take out more. So over there, he can't say, Boyu Vatzil Imi, come and save with me, because we're not all on the same page. The amounts that we take aren't the same. So we don't want to use the Lashon, come and save with me. That would mean we can both do the same things. Everyone has to know where they're holding in regard to the Shabbos Sudas. But because that's not a problem over here in regard to the clothes, because everyone can just take out whatever clothes he can wear, so therefore he says, come and save with me, not come and save for yourself, make a cheshbon how much you can take. Rather, bayu v'hatzilu imi, come and save with me. Okay, real quickly, what did we learn in this Mishnah? We learned you can take out clothes, whatever you can put on, just pile it on. Say hal tatana kam. Rabbi Yossi says no. The 18 kalim that a person wears. We did say you can go back in and get more clothes, and you can say to others, come and save with me.